They've stopped the match, Farid explained. It's a draw. They refuse to fight one another. Pogba, panting so hard that his whole body shook, turned on his trainer and butted him. Without warning, Messi broke back into the ring and the two Rams rushed one another once more. Another hit came, then another. Messi, 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 the men chanted. The fight was called in his favor, and the crowd rushed to embrace the sheep and lift his trainer onto their shoulders. How idealist fathers produce nihilist sons may be the stuff of Russian literature, but it's just as true of the divide between Algeria's aging, visionary elites and its disaffected, disempowered youths. Since the revolution that won independence from France after 130 years of colonial rule, each decade has witnessed the arrival of new revolutionary ideology that has brought hope, but ultimately failed. Waves of Pan-Africanism, Third Worldism, and socialism in the 1960s and 70s gave way to Arabization, political Islam, and economic liberalization in the 80s and 90s. Though meant to unite a population whose only clear shared past was a history of racial violence, these organizing concepts seemed increasingly to divide. Arab versus Berber, Islamist versus secular, poor versus rich. The dashed ideals of each successive revolution helps explain why Algeria today is so gloomy and shuttered against new ideas. Frustrated energy seems to be channeled into rishle, machismo. Men who work part-time, if at all, splay across the benches and borders of public squares on hot afternoons, leering at any woman who walks by. Cafes, bars, streets, and mosques are all male spaces. Those in power are known as les moustaches, and any accomplishment elicits a congratulatory Léon, men. Algeria's most emblematic and beloved film is Merzak Alouache's Omar Khatlato, the story of a young bureaucrat who is alienated and obsessed with his own masculinity. The title refers to the expression Khatlato el Rishla, machismo killed him. 30 years ago, the Algerian people embarked on their own Arab Spring. In 1988, faced with authoritarianism and a crumbling economy, they boldly gathered in the streets to demand freedoms, much as Syrians, Libyans, Egyptians, and Tunisians did in 2011.